Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this. It's the annual LimFlex and Limousine production sale at Hall Coyote Hills Ranch, Saturday, May 6th at 1 o'clock. The sale will be at the ranch on State Highway 5 in Chattanooga, Oklahoma. The sale features 180 heads, selling as 120 lots. For sale information, call Ken Holloway at 580-597-3006 or go online to www.hallchr.com or www.americancattleservices.com.
We don't need another predator loan in Oklahoma. House Bill 1913 creates a new way for predator lenders to take advantage of seniors and vulnerable Oklahomans. AARP Oklahoma supports financial security and independence for all as we age. But House Bill 1913 will just create another debt trap with a new loan with an outrageous annual interest rate of 204%. Help stop the debt trap. Tell your senator to vote no on House Bill 1913. For more information, visit aarp.org/ok.
The cattle futures were sharply higher again today for the second day in a row. We're up the limit in the majority of the contracts here with April cattle, April live cattle, which expire tomorrow, up $3.57 at $135.60, $1.40 off the $137 high that we set here earlier today. Of course, April does not have a limit, and they expire tomorrow, and so they remove the limits. The cash trade in the live cattle traded all the way up to $138. So we're still at a discount to that, and that surprised a lot of people, but that's the reason for the rally. And then June, which is significantly lower than that, it's rallied, but it's $121.52, up $3. Still at a huge discount to where the cash market is trading. Feeder cattle reacted positively as well. They're up the limit in May, August, up in October. So that put May at $4.50 at $146.57. And August, September, and October all trading and closing above $150, which was up the limit. So again, across the board, we're having a lot of really strong trade here. Most of it due to the cash market. Now, there's also a lot of chatter about what's going on with NAFTA. Of course, they were trying to pull out of NAFTA. Now that they're not going to pull out completely, they're just going to renegotiate. That has brought some more momentum into the market here.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
The grain futures market finished higher across the board. We had corn futures up 2.5 to 3.5 cents, and that put December corn up 2.5 at 386.75. The soybeans were just steady here, while wheat was 5 to 8 cents higher. Kansas City July was 433.75, up 8.5 cents. That was about the third day in a row we've seen a rally to return back to where we started the month of April. Of course, we're still 50 and 60 cents off the highs from back in February and March and below the moving average. But any rally here in the wheat market is quite welcome. We've got the Kansas Wheat Quality Tour starting Monday through Thursday of next week. So Monday we'll start to hear some chatter about the size and estimates on crop production out of Kansas. Early estimates think somewhere around 300 million bushels in Kansas, which is quite a big drop off from last year. Last year it was 467 million. So just like everywhere else, just the harvest acres are going to be cut dramatically, and I think that's what's weighing on the wheat. Cotton futures today retreated quite sharply, down 78 in December cotton at 74.22. Outside markets, the Dow Jones is currently up 17, 20,922. U.S. dollar up 4, crude oil is down 43 cents. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.